I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just got an email from our friends at the Bet Online Sports Betting, sportsbetting.ag. First NFL coach to be fired this season. Odds for first NFL coach to be fired this season.
McDaniel's got to be up there.
He's number two.
Number one. Because the terrible teams, they rehired guys. Oh, Giants.
Right.
Dayball.
Yes. Brian Dayball. Yep.
Yeah.
So he's 4-1
reeling for years
to be the first coach fired. Mike McDaniel is 5-1 to be the first coach fired. And Shane Steichen is 6-1 to be the first coach fired.
In Indy?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is the reason for that? Solana, is that because Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
Is he like a wild card? Like you don't know is it like, hey, if you had a great head coach, you'd be able to make him a great quarterback? Like what is the reason? Because Steichen kind of surprises me as well.
Yeah, I just think they've been a team that has underachieved. He'd probably argue, well, we didn't draft the right guy and he's injured. But part of being a head coach that goes through a rebuilding process to draft a quarterback in the top five is developing that quarterback. And I think it, you know, can go both ways. But
he has been injured, though, right?
He
will be going into his third season.
Yeah. Rookie season, played a couple games, was out the rest of the year. And then last year, remember Joe Flacco replaced him in the lineup a season ago.
Remember he took himself out of a game last year because he was winded?
Yeah. And that's it. But it's 3 years. It's a terrible damn conference now. Indy, the Titans, AFC South, whatever it is. That's a terrible conference, but it's only the third year. That's surprising.
Mike Dayball's McDaniel,
been
though.
There. Yeah. McDaniel, what's 5-6?
5-1. 5-1.
Yeah.
If things go south quickly for the Dolphins, I told you the other day, Lewis Riddick had this tweet where he was just like, you don't know what the Dolphins are. This is one of the most confusing, confounding off seasons you'll see in a long time because you could look at some teams and go, yeah, they're good and they're going to be competitive. You look at other teams and go, yeah, they're garbage. They're dog bleep. Dolphins, man, you could make a case so many different ways with the Dolphins and you don't know how it's going to go. If it were to go epically bad quickly, I could see them yanking McDaniel and just saying, yeah, this, like, we're not going to go through this for another season. But I haven't looked at their schedule, but I could also see them, you know how I feel, I could see them being a very big surprise on the upside this coming season.
And I think that's the thing. And I don't know if I don't want to say it's a narrative, but the whole thing about losing control and Jalen wanting to leave and not having leadership and honestly, we talked about it. Asante Samuel coming out saying they run like a little league program. I don't know what Sant has and who he talked to about it, but there's always been that question about this happy-go-lucky, giggly, laughy head coach that doesn't work. It doesn't work in the league. I don't know. Like, there's no references of the last Mike McDaniel approach, and I think that's a problem too, where you can't say Mike McDaniel coaches like this guy, and I think people are questioning his players take the locker room, I'm just calling plays approach, and that's what I've been hearing.
First three games are AFC East opponents. First three games, Patriots, Bills, Jets. If they go 0-3, and by the way, I'm not suggesting that they will, but if they go 0-3, you might see you could potentially see a coaching change, no?
Yes. Oh, for sure. And I'm telling you now, Vrabel's in New England.
Yeah.
he's about to come out and try to whoop some ass. And that's what we have trouble with.
Who's their quarterback again?
The white boy from North Carolina is what I was going to say. I didn't know if it was right.
The big pretty white boy from North Carolina.
I love when we do this at the beginning of July. We don't even know the Patriots quarterback. Because I still think it's the guy that Ben Mullen.
Drake May.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And he was slanging that thing last year when he got in.
He was.
Because that game, that's a home game for the Dolphins. Then week two, which is a short week, they're in Buffalo prime time.
Week three.
They open against the Colts.
They open on the road in Indianapolis. Yep. And then they host the Patriots. Then they play the Bills on the road. That's a Thursday night football game or Sunday night football game. It's prime time. And then they play the Jets the following week at home in Miami.
Another prime time game.
That first game of the season is keep
your job. Win and keep your job. Lose and get fired because it's McDaniel versus Steichen. Mm-hmm.
They got to be 500 at the least coming out of that four-game stretch.
The first stretch of the season is huge, and I know that's not a hot take or whatever, but they play a lot of their division opponents. But then after that, at the Panthers, got to win that game. They host the Chargers. That's a team you're going to be fighting for a wild card position likely. And then they're at the Cleveland Browns, another team you might be fighting for in the wild card, or certainly a conference opponent you want to beat. The Falcons, who are going to be playing a rookie quarterback. Then after that is when it gets crazy. Host the Ravens, primetime. Host the Bills, primetime. Commanders at home. Saints at home. Jets, Steelers, Bengals, Buccaneers, Patriots to end the season.
Actually, the Bills game on the 9th is a 1 p.m. game. It's not a primetime game.
Thanks for clarifying something that didn't need to be clarified, Jimmy. Appreciate that.
Oh, maybe it did need to be clarified. Did he say that was a primetime game?
Yes, he did.
Because there is a Bills primetime game. Are you just working
September 18th.
On delay? Are you working on delay, Jimmy, or did he get it wrong?
No, he got it wrong.
Oh, okay. All thanks, right. Jimmy.
Well, I appreciate the correction, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, don't let S over there bully you.
Hey, where's Sean McDermott, by the way, on that list? Is he on that list?
Let's see.
Because, bro, the Bills don't beat the Chiefs this year in the playoffs. I mean.
But, listen, Sean McDermott is being held up by the Chiefs and the Ravens.
He's
Mike McDaniel
like
can't
he's,
even.
He's way down there.
The Dolphins can't even compete with those teams.
It goes Daboll, McDaniel, Steichen, then Kevin Stefanski. I mean, good luck to anyone in Cleveland, but Kevin Stefanski, and then Jonathan Gannon. Who the hell's that guy?
Raiders? Raiders?
I didn't expect to get into who is this.
It's Arizona. This summer. This guy should be fired just because I don't know who he is. Zach Taylor is after that at 8-1. It's another guy. Like, you kind of set the bar for what you could be with Joe Burrow, and then, okay, do it again.
it's like the
GIF where it's like, do something. Like, you kind of saw what you guys could do. Do it again.
It's there has to be a what was it? Lewis Reddick not even Asante Samuel to what Lewis Reddick said. They have to set a standard of what this team is and what this team identity is. He has to set it in the damn preseason because it's terrible to have people thinking, I don't know what you are.
That's kind of the worst thing to be. I think
it is
to not have an idea because. I mean, you literally, I think, could be a playoff team, but looking at that schedule, you also could have one of the worst records that you've had in the last 10 years.
Oh, 13-4 or 4-13 wouldn't surprise you. That's crazy.
Very rarely can you say that about a team going into a season.
And we don't know.
We don't know. Apologize
top 10 quarterback. Top 10 quarterback. top half of the league in talent, but you just don't know what they're going to do with it.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New headlines real quick here, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Can't believe I'm going to take this side on a Dolphins conversation, but I think you guys are being a little crazy here with 4-13 or 13-4. Guys, they're a 9-7 football team. Like, if Tua's healthy, they're not going to lose all those games that we just mentioned. Nope, they can squeak out a win.
There's
against
some hellified opponents on there.
Right.
Buffalo twice, obviously we know. We don't really know what New England's going to be, right? So that could go either way. But Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Tampa, I'm just doing it off memory here from what I just looked at. Like, there's some legit tough teams on that schedule.
For sure. This stretch where they go Ravens at home, Bills, we know is a 1 p.m. game. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Commanders, that's the that's the Spain game. Saints at home, Jets on the road, Steelers, Bengals, Buccaneers. That's the toughest part of their schedule, right? The second half. If they're healthy, they'll split those games. Let's put them.
Well, they got there in Spain. They got the paella.
Mm-hmm. Tapas. Paella.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bocadillos.
What's paella? The big rice seafood dish?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a tropa chop at Pollo Tropical.
Good call.
With shells.
Yeah. You see, I saw billboards. You know Pollo Tropical calls tropa chops now tropa chop bowls?
Why?
Because bowls are hot. Acai bowls, any kind of bowls are hot. And so Pollo Tropical didn't do anything different, but they now call Tropa Chops Tropa Chop bowls.
Mm. It won't mess up your old clients. It might get you some new clients.
That's what I think. I think it's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Why does an acai, why do people, Hawk, you eat acai. What is it, a little red berry they grind up and make cold?
Yeah.
It's
refreshing on a summer day. Oh,
an acai
drizzle of honey and granola on top of the bowl. Holy mackerel. I may have to go to the natives right now and grab one. You got the next segment with a bell?
I got you.
All right.
I got some chicken breast in the oven. I'm going to just eat me old chicken breast.
I don't think it's a root.
Is it a root? I don't know what it is.
I think it's
a berry. You know,
it's the berries coming from the acai palm, I believe.
What's an acai palm?
Like a palm tree, but it's the acai palm. And then they produce berries, and that's what they're grabbing, and then they mash it up.
Delicious. It really is. Refreshing. Now, they sell acai bowls now, you know, at the Panthers games. That's questionable. You're already cold. Do you really want to have an ice cold dish?
Good call.
Acai is a type of berry that grows on palm trees in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
Acai.
It's known for its high antioxidant content and is often consumed as a frozen puree. That's how I eat it, as a frozen puree.
I like to keep my oxidants.
You're pro-oxidant?
You're pro-oxidant.
I'm going the other way on this one.
Hey, Hawk, speaking of Tropa Chop bowls, you guys ever eat at a place called Sergio's? Any of you ever eat there? Mm-hmm. I'm sure Jimmy has. Very popular in Miami. So it's kind of like La Carreta or Cafe Versailles. It's a chain Cuban restaurant. I would say it's a little bit, I don't want to say classier, but it's like the food is a little bit better quality than La Carreta or Cafe Versailles. Not that there's anything wrong with those restaurants.
Right,
you know what I mean? It's just cooked better and it's a little bit more expensive. They've done several different things over the past decade or so to differentiate themselves from those chains. Like, we're a little bit classier. We're a little bit nicer. One of the things was, like, they added a skinny menu, the skinny fit menu. Mm. Another thing that they started doing recently was they started making, like, iced lattes with kind of like Latin-infused ingredients. So they're blowing up on TikTok. They're blowing up on TikTok. But what they've done now, they opened up a spot in Brickell, and they've extended some of their restaurants. There's one by me in London Square in Kendall. Sergio's To Go. So it's like a Chipotle style, chicken kitchen style.
Interesting.
Fast casual restaurant called Sergio's To Go. But it's just their food that's been prepared in bulk. They have chopped up maludos you can throw in a bowl. It's a tropa chop. But it's Sergio's. It's
Is there a topping? Because, you know, like Pollo Tropical, Chicken Kitchen, they do the mustard curry sauce. There's not a traditional topping for, say, beans and rice.
They've got sauces. They've got their own sauces.
They do have sauces.
I don't know off the top of my head which ones they have. I'm sure they have all the sauces that you would expect to go on a
Marcos
bowl.
Is texting me that he's got a beef with acai because it was the main ingredient in the life-saving pyramid scheme drink that his parents sold when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He said he's got 36 boxes of Mon Avi in his home for years.
Yeah, this acai, it sounds a little sketchy.
Been there. Involved in a Herbalife situation.
Mm.
Not proud of it.
Yeah, listen,
And I'm not speaking on Marcos's parents. I'm speaking on Solana. They'll catch a dummy now.
Oh, my parents used to go to these pyramid parties back in the 70s. It'd be like, oh, you sign up and then you'll get to the next party and then you'll get someone else to sign up and everyone's going to be millionaires.
Mm-hmm. They try to get me all the time to come to these parties. I'm not going to Nant party.
I got caught up in something similar that Marcos's parents did too. It's called Nature Bee, B-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ain't selling a damn thing.
Well, you're pushing powder.
Yep. You want to try to sell, get somebody on, and then we can get somebody else on and get somebody else on. Could I pyramid Crowder powder?
You sure could.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, call your parents. Ask if they're interested in 4 cases of Crowder powder.
How do you think Mike Buck is doing, by the way, Hawk?
I think he's doing very well. I think Nature Beast is still on plenty of radio stations.
All right.
Yeah.
A good guy, Mike Buck. I think.
Isogenics. Sure.
Isogenics, mm-hmm. Isotoners.
Isogenics tried to get me. I was taking it, and then they wanted to get me. Oh, well, how about you tell your buddies and teammates about us? I'm like, I'm not telling nobody about nothing.
Mm.
Well, if anybody's interested in this mushroom coffee that will change your life.
Have you had that mushroom coffee?
Hit my DMs. I have, yeah. I've had the mushroom coffee. It's good. It's good. I was expecting a trip. I was expecting to be making out with a tree.
Funny mushrooms.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was expecting to be like that girl at Ultra a couple of years back. Just, you know, going down on that tree.
Sure. Yeah. What?
Hey, Solana, text me offline. I got you.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, let's head to break.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.